BBC News with Debbie Russ. North Korea has fired a ballistic missile over the northern Japanese island of Hokkaido. South Korean military officials say it was launched from the vicinity of North Korea's capital, Pyongyang. A BBC correspondent in Tokyo says the missile flew higher and further than the last one. The test comes just 4 days after the UN Security Council adopted further sanctions against the North. The U.S. Security of State Rex Tillerson urged China and Russia to take direct action against Pyongyang, while Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called the latest missile test an outrageous act. Brazil's top anti-corruption prosecutor has charged President Michel Temer with obstruction of justice and racketeering. It's the second round of criminal charges against the president, who denies wrongdoing. The Organization of American States in Washington has been hearing allegations of torture and abuse in Venezuela's jails. It's deciding whether to take the government of Nicolas Maduro to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The United States has imposed more financial sanctions on Iranians. The U.S. Treasury has targeted about a dozen organizations and individuals in Iran. It says they've either been involved in cyber attacks on the U.S. financial system or supported Tehran's missile program. Amnesty International says it has evidence that Burmese security forces have burned dozens of Rohingya Muslim villages in Myanmar. Amnesty says it's gathered satellite imagery of large-scale fires. Scientists in the US have designed a new technology that could see every childhood vaccine delivered in a single injection. Tiny, non-toxic capsules would be filled with the vaccines and sealed with a lid. They would then release their contents at the right time over several weeks. And the singer-songwriter Sampha has won Britain's most prestigious music award, the Mercury Prize. Sampha has worked with artists such as Beyoncé and Kanye West. BBC News.